Now, as I said before at the start of the class, we will talk about this devotee who left his body yesterday in Vrindavan, His Grace Aindra Prabhu, who was considered as the stalwart in ISKCON of chanting the holy names of the Lord. So His Grace Aindra Prabhu unfortunately left his body yesterday morning. I think around 8 o'clock in the morning, devotees discovered that he had already left his body. So presumably he had left his body sometime much before that. Now it is said that from what I read from various websites which I was researching yesterday night, dandavats.com and ISKCON Planet, so many messages are pouring from all over the world because it's a great loss to the ISKCON community. So His Grace Aindra Prabhu apparently was, there was a gas leak in his room, and apparently he must have lit a matchstick or something, not realizing that there was, the entire room was filled with that gas, and then there was a big explosion in the room, but because it was probably the night time, devotees heard but nobody knew what it was. But because next day morning he failed to attend Mangalarti, which he has never failed to in all his years of devotional service, because he used to personally address Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, so he didn't come, and it was 8 o'clock, so somebody then tried to break open the door, and one of the devotees, you know, had to open through a very go into the room through a very narrow passage, and when he entered, he found that the whole room was black, and then Aindra Prabhu was lying down in front of his deities in full dandavat, shashtang dandavat pranam, like that, and he had left his body in that position. So it is mentioned, the devotees have written there that apparently Aindra Prabhu, when he realized that, you know, the doctors have said that it is, he developed 100% burns in his body, but the devotees are saying that he looks like, when they saw the room, they found that he made an attempt to escape, to come out of that room through the windows, but they wouldn't open, and when he realized that there is no way out and his departure is almost certain, he simply gave up all attempts to change the design of the Lord, and he simply paid dandavat, shashtang dandavat pranam to the Lord, and then he left his body in that mode, with his body, you know, taking the heat of the fire. So it was very moving to read that. For our purification, I'll talk something about His Grace Aindra Prabhu, which is nothing but, you know, probably half an hour or 45 minutes of research that I could do to get something about him. So His Grace Aindra Prabhu was met Srila Prabhupada and took Harinam Diksha from Srila Prabhupada in the year 1973 in Washington, D.C. And after he took Diksha from Srila Prabhupada, Aindra Prabhu started as a pujari in the same temple, and his main service was deity worship and book distribution. So he was also considered to be a very good book distributor. In 1975, Srila Prabhupada gave an instruction that we must have 24-hour kirtan in Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. However, after Srila Prabhupada's departure in 1977, the momentum of this 24-hour kirtan slowly started dropping, and eventually it came to a halt. And at that time, when Aindra Prabhu heard this, he went to Vrindavan, and when he went to Vrindavan, he developed a deep desire to continue fulfilling this instruction of Srila Prabhupada, that there must, 24-hour kirtan must never stop in Krishna Balaram Mandir. So he took the onus on himself to continue this particular, to continue the 24-hour kirtan project, and ever since, the 24-hour kirtan project, after Aindra Prabhu took over, and this was around 1986 that he took over this, it has never stopped till today. In fact, what to speak of getting stopped, it has moved from strength to strength. And we saw His Grace Madhava Prabhu, who came here and did mind-boggling kirtan for all of us. Madhava Prabhu was telling that whatever he learnt is from Aindra Prabhu. Aindra Prabhu is his, you know, guru for kirtan guru, like that. So we can imagine how much Aindra Prabhu has contributed to the Nam Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is mentioned, the devotee has written, that when Aindra Prabhu started this project in 1986 of bringing up the momentum back of the 24-hour kirtan, he hired a lot of people in Vrindavan and they were being paid for doing this kirtan. Otherwise, who will do this job? You know, that, because not many devotees were there at that time. But over a period of 6 months, Ayendra Prabhu got extremely frustrated with these people who were paid kirtaniers. Because what used to happen was, they used to mix commercials with kirtan, and Ayendra Prabhu, being very sincere and pure at heart to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission, knew that this is not going anywhere. This is not the mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada. So one fine day, very politely, he asked all the kirtani, all these professional kirtaniers to, you know, not to come again. He never solicited their services again and completely left it to the mercy of Radha Shyam Sundar. Now you somehow, you know, manage, send us people who will do this kirtan without expecting any financial remuneration for that. And his prayers were immediately answered. In fact, after that it is mentioned that so many kirtaniyas joined, and that too top class kirtaniyas joined this movement, and the 24-hour kirtan continued. Ayendra Prabhu himself is regarded as the best kirtaniyar in ISKCON. Ayendra Prabhu and Vyasaki Prabhu, they are collectively together regarded as the best kirtaniyas in ISKCON. Of course, there are so many others like Sri Prahlad Prabhu is there. Then we have Madhav Prabhu who came here. But Ayendra Prabhu is considered as the topmost kirtaniyar. And I found something very interesting. Somebody has written, one of the devotees, this morning I was reading from dandavas.com. It's so beautiful. He has described Ayendra Prabhu's kirtan mood very nicely. And I'll just read it because I don't have the purity to explain it better than what this devotee has done. He writes, please listen carefully. Of course, it was kirtan that Ayendra was known for. How to describe it? It would often start gently. All of you have heard Ayendra Prabhu's kirtan starting very gently. So delicate and so soft. As the subtleties of the melody became more apparent and as everyone became more confident in responding to his song, you could feel the kirtan grow. It might be slow, graceful and ornate, but you could begin to feel the power just beneath the surface. Soon, under his meticulous direction, the drum beat would grow. Ayendra always had a team of fantastic drummers. They would travel across the world for the privilege not just to play for him, but to learn from him. So learning from Ayendra Prabhu was a privilege for musicians. Or more precisely, to try to somehow capture just a bit of his realization and love for Krishna Kirtan. As the beat grew and his voice gained strength, it would become clear that although the kirtan was slow, it was massive. It was an elephant which was struggling to stand. That was his kirtan. An elephant struggling to stand, sluggish but with power. Step by brawny step, the elephant would push forward, growing in strength. This kirtan was a thing of beauty. You would feel your heart pulled along through so many emotions, joy and pain, wonder and regret, all were sublime in his kirtan. They were so satisfying, nourishing, edifying the experience of bhakti. Nightly, large, international groups of people would join together in song and become one. One group united in devotion. Smiles and tears, so many varieties of dance. It was such a joy to see large groups of Indian villagers enter the temple on pilgrimage and take such delight in his kirtan. He never failed to astonish them. His white boy, this white boy, with such deep devotion, playing their folk music with more energy and skill than they had ever witnessed themselves.
the joy in the faces of the ladies as they raised their arms and danced. The village men smiling with their missing teeth, clapping their hands, throwing back their heads and crying out. And the kirtan would just keep growing and growing. It was epic, heroic, relentless, all-consuming. He would sing, then he would roar. The earth would shake until finally he said, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. That's how he used to end his kirtans. It was amazing to read this. Yet another devotee wrote about Ayendra Prabhu. This was all about Ayendra Prabhu's kirtans. Now, about Ayendra Prabhu. He said that Ayendra Prabhu, his consciousness changed. He became a devotee and his determination, this devotee, I forgot, his name is Mukunda Sharan Prabhu. He was the one who blogged on, dandavas.com. He has written that his kirtan became stronger after he heard Ayendra Prabhu's CD called as Prayers to the Dust of Raja. I don't know whether any of you have that CD with you. Prayers to the Dust of Raja by Ayendra Prabhu. Maybe we can get and hear that. So he said, Mukunda Sharan Prabhu said that when he once visited Vrindavan, he met Ayendra Prabhu, and in one of the intimate moments, he asked Ayendra Prabhu, Prabhu, how can we become humble? And Ayendra Prabhu replied, very simple, you can become humble by serving great souls like the six Goswamis and like Srila Prabhupada. That's the way of becoming humble. So his answer was very simple. And with that, he gave this CD, Prayers to the Dust of Raja, to Mukunda Sharan Prabhu. And when Mukunda Sharan Prabhu gave him donation, Ayendra Prabhu, he said, Ayendra Prabhu always had the habit that he'll never take the donation directly. He will say, please place the Lakshmi at the feet of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and he mentions that Ayendra Prabhu was living, as a brahmachari, and in the brahmachari ashram, Ayendra Prabhu would sit and have so many devotees read Krishna Katha to him. Specifically, one of his favorites was Srila Rupa Goswami's Govind Lilamrit. And Ayendra Prabhu would relish detailed descriptions of Srimati Radharani's nose ring or similar poetic descriptions. So he had a penchant for allegory and poetic descriptions of the Lord, being the exalted devotee that he was. He has released a new book. Now, I don't know whether this is released. It has been mentioned that there is a new book, but I don't know whether it's been released. It could be. But his new book is called as Kirtan is Bhajan. That is the name of his new book. Kirtan is Bhajan, the Heart of Book Distribution. That's the name of his book. And it is mentioned that in that book, Ayendra Prabhu mentions that book distribution is like Krishna playing his flute. Book distribution is like Krishna playing his flute, and kirtan in the temple is like Krishna's rasa dance. This was his thought. And he said, many times we find that we are playing the flute, but there is no rasa dance. Which means, he was meaning that many temples focus on book distribution, but not equal focus is given to Harinam Sankirtan or street chanting of the holy names of the Lord. In other words, we are distributing the books, but there is no kirtan in the temple. And he mentioned that Harinam and book distribution must go hand in hand. This was Prabhupada's method of spreading the movement in the 1970s. He mentions another incident that in 2005, they had been performing Harinam Sankirtan in Cape Town every day for 3 months as an extension of a collective Kartik Vrat. So Mukunda Sharan Prabhu was participating in this, and
And when he mentioned that, you know, devotees were doing Harinam Sankirtan in Cape Town every day for 3 months, Aindra Prabhu asked him, how many of you are performing this Harinam Sankirtan in Cape Town? So Mukunda Charan Prabhu said, about 12. And Aindra Prabhu replied, why not 112? In Prabhupada's time, we would do Sankirtan with at least over 100 devotees. It is also mentioned that being straightforward and cutting was one of Aindra Prabhu's qualities. And he said that it is a duty of a sadhu to cut. The meaning of sadhu means to cut. So Aindra Prabhu never compromised on the philosophy. And because his lectures were very cutting, sometimes people used to call his lectures as bordering on the controversial. But we also know that the same allegation was done also of Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Even people said that his lectures were controversial, because obviously they were not user friendly. He didn't tell people what they wanted to hear. He told people what was Prabhupada's message as it is. So he was a very cutting preacher. There's another sweet pastime which is mentioned, that it was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Pushpanjali ceremony on his disappearance day in 2007. So both Mukunda Charan Prabhu and Aindra Prabhu were standing side by side, and both had sweet smelling red rose petals in their hands to offer to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But because there was a huge crowd, they were very far away from the Vyasasana. And because they were far away, when it was being said, Esha Pushpanjalim, when we say that, then, you know, we offer the flowers. And when they were offering the flowers were not falling at Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's feet. It was falling on the head of some of the devotees who were ahead, okay, paying obeisances. So Mukunda Charan Prabhu was, you know, getting a bit disturbed. You know, why, you know, am I not fortunate that, you know, I am getting this opportunity? So Aindra Prabhu, sensing his mood, turned to him and said, anyway, is it not the thought that counts? He told Mukunda Charan Prabhu. And Mukunda Charan Prabhu writes that instruction was very reassuring to me. That it is the thought which we offer. Even Lord Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktiya Prajali. It is a devotion which is more important. So Aindra Prabhu was always in line with that instruction of Lord Krishna. Finally, the one more last pastime. It was Kartik month in 2007, and Mukunda Charan Prabhu was standing by the temple entrance near Radha Shyam Sundar temple and watching 24-hour kirtan going on. He mentions that the atmosphere was electric. Every night was an ecstatic festival of chanting and dancing before the deities. And this continued for so many years. And he found that Aindra Prabhu was standing next to him. 24-hour kirtan was going on. And Mukunda Charan Prabhu looked at Aindra Prabhu and mentioned, there is nothing higher than being in Vrindavan in the month of Kartik. Is there anything higher? And he mentions, you looked at me and said, oh yes, there is something higher. And he writes, you knew of something higher than that which I did not know. And now you must be experiencing that bliss which is beyond us and perhaps beyond even your comprehension, what you are experiencing. You were offering dandavat obeisances to your deities. This is very moving. You were offering dandavat obeisances to your deities while your body was being scorched by flames. What tolerance, what surrender, what taste. So this is a small offering to His Grace Aindra Prabhu. I'm sorry that we went overboard. It's 9:05 now, but since, you know, but we thought that, you know, if we can do a small kirtan for His Grace Aindra Prabhu, if all of you are okay with that. Whenever an acharya leaves, whenever a sadhu leaves, then we normally sing this Vaishnava bhajan. E anilo prema dhana. So, does anyone know how to sing this? Anyone would like to volunteer? You want to sing this song? Okay. Pardon? Would you like to sing this song? Pardon? Okay, I'll. Okay. Can someone do it, brother?
Yeya nilo prema dhana karuna prachur. Yeya nilo prema dhana karuna prachur. Thank you.
శిలా ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ్ నితాయ్ గౌర్ ప్రమాణ్.